119. O ye rulers of the earth, wherefore have ye clouded the radiance of the sun and caused it to cease from shining? Hearken unto the counsel given you by the pen of the Most High, that haply both ye and the poor may attain unto tranquillity and peace. We beseech God to assist the kings of the earth to establish peace on earth. He verily doeth what he willeth. O kings of the earth, we see you increasing every year your expenditures and laying the burden thereof on your subjects. This verily is holy and grossly unjust. Fear the sighs and tears of this wronged one, and lay not excessive burdens on your peoples. Do not rob them to rear palaces for yourselves. Nay, rather choose for them that which ye choose for yourselves. Thus we unfold to your eyes that which profiteth you, if ye but perceive. Your people are your treasures. Beware lest your rule violate the commandments of God, and ye deliver your wards to the hands of the robber. By them ye rule, by their means ye subsist, by their aid ye conquer, yet how disdainfully ye look upon them. How strange, how very strange. Now that ye have refused the most great peace, hold ye fast unto this, the lesser peace, that haply ye may in some degree better your own condition and that of your dependents. O rulers of the earth, be reconciled among yourselves, that ye may need no more armaments, save in a measure to safeguard your territories and dominions. Beware lest ye disregard the counsel of the all-knowing, the faithful. Be united, O kings of the earth, for thereby will the tempest of discord be stilled amongst you, and your peoples find rest, if ye be of them that comprehend. Should any one among you take up arms against another, rise ye all against him, for this is naught but manifest justice.